Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
So Luke chapter 15 verse 20 says that, "And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto his father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Praise the Lord. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry." Praise the Lord. So we will read more as we go down. Praise God. We are talking about benefits of divine covering, part two. Benefits of divine covering, part two. Please take your seat. Last time when we met, we said that there are benefits in staying under the wings of God the Father, staying under the wings of Jesus, and maintaining your place as a child, because the covering of the Lord is the best thing for a child of God. It gives you provision, gives you protection, and it gives you every other thing, promotion. So we are learning from this man who had two sons. The younger one took the portion, went away to a far country, and expended his portion on riotous living with prostitutes. He blew it outside the house, because outside the garden, even in Garden of Eden, there was struggle, sweat, thorns and testicles, and a lot of labor before you could find a provision. But in the garden, God had made every provision for Adam, and the water was there to, the streams were there to water him. Everything was green. His food was made available in the garden before he was put there. This young man, he came to meet his father. His father was already rich, I'm sure, before he was born. Are you here with me? Father had inheritance. So we came into the Lord, and the Lord was already rich in mercy, rich in blessing, rich with everything that we would desire for if we are not with him. But in him we have all things. Christ in you is the hope of what? Glory. So this guy took it and left. One of the things that I found very interesting is the fact that though he left the house of his father never left him. He disconnected with his father, went and stayed with a man from a strange country whom I call the fake father. You know, you can make a lot of things become your covering because they look like they work. So when he went there, a father figure offered him a job in the farm where he was taking care of his swine or pigs, and hunger, you know, farming, all manner of things. We'll talk about the dangers of operating away from the covering of the father. But these troubles came to him because he left the covering. What's the covering of the father? What is divine covering? Divine covering is staying connected to the Holy Spirit and aligning to the will of God, being in synergy with God's will, God's counsel, serving God with excitement, living for God, being dedicated to God, and taking God as your plan A, plan B, plan Z. No B plan, no alternative plan. God is everything to you. He's more than sufficient for you. Are you here with me at all? Staying under God is Jesus plus nothing. That's divine covering. I'm not talking about divine covering as being under your pastor is the one covering you and all of that. Because you see, your pastor serving as a covering over you feeds from the main source of God being your covering, of Jesus being your covering. Paul said, the reason why you should follow me is because I am following Jesus Christ. Jesus helps me and I will be able to help you because it is a structure God himself has put there that the sheep will hear the voice of the shepherd and a stranger's voice they will not follow. So I believe that we should really teach this thing without being afraid. The emphasis of covering is on the Lord, not on the pastor. Are you here with me at all? But in principle or in scriptural principle, God, the sheep that is under God, God has also designed a principle that says that I'll choose for you shepherds after my own heart. But the emphasis is not on the shepherds. The emphasis is on God. And so it's important for us to go route one. Say route one. I can't hear you at all. Francis Albin. Say route one. So that divine covering is, because I believe that when I pray for you, it is still the Holy Spirit that brings it to pass. So I am a vessel of God. I'm a servant of God that God has put in your life. And he will guide you. He will edify you through his, teach you his ways. It's part of his architecture. But Paul planted, Apollos watered. Ultimately, it is God who what brings the increase. And so we point everybody to Jesus Christ. And we tell everyone that it's Jesus that covers you, because there are people here that I have prayed for that the prayer didn't happen when I wanted it to happen. But it will happen in God's time. So God is a final decision maker. And so if you're a child of God, I want you to know that you are under divine covering. You are what? You are not alone. Tell someone you are not alone. You are under the covering of the Father. And here in this scripture, the Father is symbolizing the Holy Spirit, who is our covering in this dispensation. And we learned that you can secure for yourself a fake spiritual covering, which is, you know, something that you can bring upon yourself. But at the end of the day, it will put you in more trouble than you can ever imagine. And so it's important that if you're a child of God, you stay under the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we said number one benefit of that is that the Father's covering produces more than enough supplies for even strangers. And so when you stay under the covering of the Lord, the Bible said, Paul said, and my God shall supply all your needs. The guy said that, I know that in my Father's house, strangers have more than enough to even spare. Why am I struggling? You know, he was struggling. The Father was not struggling. He had disconnected. The Father was still connected. And so when you stay under the covering and become fully submitted unto the Lord, he is going to make provisions for you. Number two, we learned that it produces mercy and compassion for more chances in life. It produces mercy and compassion for more chances in life. It's a blessing that God becomes compassionate to you because you are his child under his covering. Number three, we said that divine covering guarantees supernatural restoration or reinstatement. Supernatural restoration or supernatural reinstatement. We know that in verse 22, when this guy came back, we know that the Father reinstated him. He joined himself to a man in a strange land. But his father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. He said, make me one of your servants. But he restored him to his sonship. Are you here with me at all? So that's a summary of what pertained the last time we met. Today, we are going to learn that the Father's covering secures celebrations, permanent celebrations, will bring glory to us and all of that. But we will chase for all these things in vain if the Father is not the one who is our covering. When you have divine covering from the Lord Jesus Christ, You have just secured yourself a life of celebrations. A life of what? The Bible says that gladness will not depart from the tent of the righteous. So you see that perpetual gladness, perpetual celebration is in the Lord. And the Lord gives peace. He gives peace. He gives joy. The kingdom is joy in the Holy Ghost. Are you here with me at all? Celebration. If you want to become a celebrity, the highest form of celebrity you can become is being a child of God and staying under the covering of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are here, say hallelujah. So celebration was done for this guy. For this my son was dead and is alive again. Verse 24. He was lost and is found, and they began to what? Make merry. They began to make merry. So I have walked with the Lord by the grace of God for some time now, and sometimes I see my family celebrate my life. 2 weeks ago or so, my grandmother was here with me in the office with one of my aunties from Cote d'Ivoire. And when they were leaving, my grandma was just blessing me. I knelt down. When I was praying for her, I finished praying, she started praying for me. There are levels in this matter. She was blessing me. And she said some things that I won't say. But the point is that she's happy and blessed that someone like this is in the family, that God brought to the family. And it is not because I work in commercial bank. It is not because I'm a hard worker as a pastor. I believe that all these things are very important attributes that a child of God should have. But the reason why she can have a reason to God and celebrate my life, even though I'm way, way younger than her, is because I submitted to Jesus and Jesus has placed value on my life. Praise the Lord. Place value. Sometimes she says she will go to town. She lives in Elimina. And then they were saying that is prophet's mother. They don't even say grandmother. Because for the longest time, people have known that she is my mother. And these are big people. She will go to a place, you have free transaction. Because that's prophet grandmother. It's a celebration of life. And it's not because I'm intelligent. Jesus gave us his name. And so he's made it possible that our name too can do something. Praise the Lord. And the reason why our name can have capacity to bring joy, to open doors and all of that, is because we are submitted to the name that is above every name. This generation will make you feel like you can be on your own and be something. But if you really want to remain as a child of God, you cannot be on your own. Say, trust in the Lord with all your what? And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall what? Direct your path. Now, look at Psalm 91. You will see a symbol of divine covering. Verse 1, it says that, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall say of the Lord, please, we are reading. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. If you know how social celebrities live in fear, how politicians live in fear, how corporate people live in fear, you would thank God that you are a child of Jesus Christ. When people get appointment, they are afraid that juju will kill them. But what a blessing to have Jesus. Your life is already a celebrity in Christ. You're already a celebration happening all over the world. Recently, I think 2 weeks ago or so, I was in Port Harcourt. The last time I preached in that church was about 11, 12 years ago. And when I saw people lined up telling me about that time, 20 years ago, I preached in that church. I was preaching there until about 11, 12 years ago when I stopped traveling. And people are just lining up, sharing testimony upon testimony about ministrations that God through us gave to them. And how God has done this, brought this to pass. This one is coming to show child. This one is coming to show this. This one is coming to show this. And what a celebration. I'm just wondering. God should just make me wake up in the morning and just be prophesying to myself. Every day, every hour. But I saw people that I had not seen for over a decade. Still talking about how God has moved mightily in their lives through this vessel. When you are submitted to the divine covering of the Lord, you will be celebrated all the time. People hear your name, they don't curse you, they bless you. Are you here at all? But I saw also some people who try to do the ministry some way or serve God in a very, in quotes, smart way. You know, if they are a prophet, bending people's hand, if they were doing this thing, you know, arranging. If I went, we started going to Nigeria. Some people who had gone ahead, they were wild pal. Yeah. And then my generation too, wild. So you go to Nigeria, some people don't have very good testimonies about Ghanaian prophet. I remember one of the guys I knew, he said, if I go and God doesn't bless me, I will bless myself. I said, wow. Wow. Yeah. Aggression. But when we went, we were just happy to do the work of God. And God sent blessing. And the point is that those who went and decided to find their own way, even when they got it, they lost it. A lot of them too didn't get it. Then they saw some of us having it and they were wondering how we were having it. Because they that wait upon the Lord, depend upon the Lord, rely on the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can't fix yourself and sustain yourself. It is God that will bring celebration into your life. You trust in the Lord for your sustenance. You trust in the Lord for your marriage, for your children. You trust in the Lord for your career. You trust Him for your finances. You trust Him for everything. And He will bring celebration to your life. Tell somebody, divine covering will secure you your celebration. Look at this. He said, next verse, verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Praise the Lord. Say, the Lord is my habitation. That's why all these things shall not affect me. Because the Lord is my word, habitation. That means that He is my covering. He is my strong castle. He is my fort. He is my refuge. When you are looking for me, you won't find me. I live and move and have my being in Christ. Your business must be under the covering of the Lord. You hear some of the rich people in this country that we think they are carnal, talking about the fact that they started prospering when they submitted their business under God. Your life must be submitted under a supernatural being. And if we're Christian, it has to be under Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Except you are not a Christian. And you cannot be a Christian and you are under Jesus and under the devil at the same time. Or you are under yourself. You cannot be a God to yourself. You are just an atom. Tell somebody, you have to be under the mighty hand of God. The Bible says, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. And in due time, He will what? Raise you. He raises you with grace. Makes you a celebration to your generation. I see God causing celebration to enter into people's lives right now. Verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling place. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Something is directing your legs. So don't think that we're nobody. Something is really guiding your steps. Because a formula, sometimes people match juju. Here and there, it's affecting them. But we go and come. Because we are not walking with our own feet. Our feet are planted in the feet of Jehovah. So what is touching the juju, touching the ground, is not our bare feet. Or else, we'll be in serious trouble. When I'm laying hands on people, some people, the real entity following them wants to chew my hand. And my hand has to come in the hand of Jehovah. Not by Bangunsawe. No. That's why we come in the name of what? Jesus. Wait the Bangun. The real hand causing the miracle is Jesus' hand operating through our hand. And our hand operating through his hand. Chale, yes, your gloves in the spirit. And it has been empowered by the Holy Ghost. He said, wait till the Spirit comes upon you. Then you shall go and be a witness. You cannot go without the covering. That's exposure to danger. But when you wait till you are empowered, you step out there, and then he takes responsibility for your welfare. Are you here with me at all? Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. And the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Oh yeah, for who I would not trample so I had you. I come in the name of Francis. You are meat. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. Because he has known my name. Tell somebody your real life is in Christ. And your real covering is from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed? Are you edified? Yeah. This is what brings celebration. You see that even devils will be clapping for your business. Because devils have appreciation. This business that we have tried to collapse, that is not collapsing. It's not collapsible. We clap for you. They will witness that this business is not collapsible. This life is not quenchable. They will be clapping. You know, Paul and the rest went to town. One guy who was using sorcery and divination was following them. He said, these are servants of God. In case you don't know, these are servants of God. Even devils, when Jesus met the man, at the Gadarene, at the cemetery, he saw him and he said, hey, Yesu, Nyameba. Wow. Devils were bearing witness about him. Because when Jesus was here, he says that, I am under the authority of the Father. What I hear him say is what I say. What I hear him, what he shows me is what I talk about. Are you here with me at all? My meat is to do the will of he that sent me. He was fully submitted to the Godhead. Please don't be a child and be on your own. Doing that means that you are cutting yourself from anything called testimony. Celebration. It's God who beautifies us. Bible says he will beautify the meek. Who is the meek? Submitted under authority. And this teaching is important because you are going to have office. I believe you are going to become a billionaire. You are going to say amen. Especially those of us who are very close to becoming that billionaire. Say amen. Yeah. But the temptation is going to be that you are going to come very close to joining the lodge. Also make cancer. You are going to come very close to somebody who has helped build your career. Introducing you to a fraternity that does not uphold Jesus Christ as the center of their worship. They are going to try to introduce you to it as something that can facilitate your bigness, your greatness, your rising, your promotion in life. It is going to come. Tell somebody, you are going to face it. Yeah. They are going to try to introduce you to some rings. Yes, and some amulets, nicely designed, some red wristbands, as if you are a Hindu worshipper, whatever, blah, 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 blah. If you are a Christian, you are not a Hindu worshipper. If you are a Christian, you are a Christian. A wristband should not be able to protect you. That's not where your protection is. Akwabina, or sumbusum brutal, was just serving the devil, and then they gave him a ring, they put some things under him, and the thing was giving him, early warning alerts when danger is about to strike. So when he's in a car and the car is about to have accident, the ring will burn him. He will just drop. And the car will have accident. So I say he should fly. He should take aeroplane that he's going to Kumasi or Takoradi or he's going to Gondwana land. And let the ring burn that the plane is about to crash. Let's see the bus stop that will stop for him to get down. Jesus said, Lord, there was a very known armed robber in Central Region some decades ago. The guy will rob people, beat people, blah, 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 blah. And then when police will be chasing him, he will just disappear. Then they brought one Atinga from the north. I'm telling you. The people went for operation. They robbed, beat people, somewhere in Central Region. Atinga pursued them. The guy would disappear. Atinga will hit. The guy will come back. Drag this armed robber. Drag him on the road that wasted him like that. Told me to teenage running in our train and say, power past power. These evil powers, they are just grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, grade 4, grade 5. The Bible says that there is no name in heaven, on earth, or beneath the earth, by which man. See, when you are in Jesus, you are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. No Atinga anywhere is coming to tear you down. Because the power of God is not terrible. It's unterrible. But no matter how a draw you eat, someone has eaten higher. You are sitting in the market, you call customers. There is somebody who has a higher edro that can call your customers, even call you. You see that your goods are there now. You are going to buy a good to come and add to your goods that customers are not coming. You will see that something there somewhere. Only Jesus. Can you talk to somebody that only Jesus, only Jesus? One more time. Tell somebody that only Jesus will make you a celebrity and bring celebrations into your life. Praise the Lord. And it brings me to the next major benefit, where we see that when you are under divine covering, it deals with something very important that a lot of us suffer here in this part of the world, and of course all over the world, because devil is still devil. What does he do? Divine covering shuts down angry domestic forces of opposition and envy. It shuts down angry domestic forces of opposition and envy. If you look at verse 27 of Luke chapter 15, you will see that when the father threw a party for the younger one, verse 27, and he said unto him, thy brother is come. This older brother came. Let's do verse 26. The older brother came and he called one of the servants and asked. Okay, verse 25 says, now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. Say, And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured thy living with harlots. In fact,
It is this envious brother who explained to us the initial test of riotous living. We didn't know what that meant when they said he spent his money on riotous living. Maybe you think it's gambling, blah, blah. No! It's this envious big brother who is explaining to us that when the Bible said riotous living, it meant that this guy went for olosho. He went for prostitutes, commercial sex workers. Yeah, that's where Atemuda happened. Just went and finished everything with prostitutes. So when this one came, you have killed a fatted calf. He was very angry, very jealous, angry, bitter. Bitter at the father, bitter at the brother that came. He started consulting servants around. What is happening here? This is my territory. There are some big brother figures domestically around that if you lack divine covering, they will deal with you. They will what? They will deal. I'm telling you, you joke, they will deal with you. This guy was complaining. This guy was looking. What is happening here? And you know, you would think that the father told me, said that you don't need to complain. No. Everything that I have is yours. In other words, whatever I'm giving to this guy, it's not affecting your own portion. But why are you angry? But you know that evil does not make sense. That somebody wants you to die because you are rich. It's not as if they will give your riches to them. Somebody wants you to have stroke because, you know, you have a new job, you have a new whatever. Not as if they, when you have that stroke, they will add your position to them. No. But they are very angry. Domestic forces. Jesus said, a man's enemies, they are those of his own household. Can you imagine that strangers were there? They were just happy to join the party. But his own brother came and felt that I deserve this more than you. And if father is not there to mediate, I will deal with this boy. The reason why some people are cursing you in their room and it's not happening is because father is blocking it. Some people, you give, some aunties, you give them money, they go into the room and they curse you, stupid girl. Stupid girl. She didn't even give me enough. And every time you send that stipend, stupid girl. Ufisa wabaso. God does not allow those curses to land on your head. It's just that divine covering that is becoming a shield, screening all that is coming towards you. You know, the boy, the Bible never talked about the fact that this younger boy was privy to what was happening. The Bible doesn't talk about it. It was the father who got a wind of it, allowed the boy to continue partying, and went out there to solve the matter behind the boy. Look, there are many arrows flying to your Irano, many bullets flying over your head, left, right, center, that you have slept on and woken up and come here this morning. But the work that the father has been doing behind the scene, whilst you are partying, doing your job, sitting on board meeting, going for this interview, getting this money, this transfer, blah, blah, is serious. Massive work. You have no idea what is going on behind the scene. That you traveled and arrived. You died like 20 times on the road. But the father went and said, what's happening here? What's happening here? Boy. Stop all this, your anger. He stopped one principality who was already drinking your hand. The blood in your hand had become Tampico. He was just drinking it. This is street Sprite. Some people, they know you died and you were buried long time. It is God who has a resurrection power that has refused to make you die. When the doctor treats you, Omo, the Lord treated you long time before the medicine started working. The father came out behind the scenes, was dealing with all the troubles happening, all the distance, all the anger, all the envy, all the curses, all the complaints. This job that you have gotten, do you know how many people are complaining? You gave birth in church, so many people are complaining to God. Ah, now me cry me worry and so worry about the same. It'll be easy. If God were to open our ears to hear the conversations from the radio, and Gaube would say, Charlie, there are domestic forces that have been petitioning heaven. Yeah. Recently, one man of God that day, they have been, he told me, he said that some people were sitting and they said that they don't understand why I have come from Cape Coast to Accra. And ministry is doing well, that hardly do people come from far and ministry. I say that Accra is for them. The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness. And some people are angry about that. Meanwhile, you think we are doing kingdom. Well, me, I'm here, I'm peppering you that let's go and win souls. Some people too are calculating by maybe watching just live stream. Please, the cameras are deceiving you. It is not as you think. Be calming down. Be calming down. But domestic forces can be on your case, sir. Just imagine if the father was not there, party would not hold. Yes. That guy would have been sad coming. He wouldn't even have been made a servant. No restoration. All the left to the big brother alone. No. You have taken yours, you have eaten. It's finished. Your life is what? Finished. That's why sometimes you marry a wrong person, you divorce, and some of them, they are waiting for you to die. As a testament that they are the real righteous people. The relationship, you love me, I love you, we don't love ourselves again. Somebody should die. Missing him betianica. Christians have learned all these things. Christians, so me born naked, me born dia, cause it time and abra boy in abes, oboa, except the person is not under the covering of Jehovah. Let me say something to you. Do you know that when this guy was coming, he said, I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against you. But the father was very interested in referencing the sins of this boy. Not once. When the guy said that, the father embraced him. The father blah, 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 blah. And all of that. That is his own repentance to the father. The father said, oh yeah, get the best robe, get the ring, get this thing, shoes, put it on him. Not once did the father make reference. You are making reference to people's God-child sin. God is not interested. Tell somebody, God is not interested in the person you are angry with, that you are trying to curse, that God should kill them. He is not interested. Go to different market. He's not interested. So when the big brother came and even accused the younger one, this your son has gone to blow in case you have forgotten. The father said, you are talking too much now. We are not talking about my son. Your own portion is there. Wait to be mine. It's my own son. Is it your son? That Jesus has bought me with his blood. And will allow you, whether you are my pastor, you are my akpopo, to curse me for it to happen. All the demons that will take the curse and will try to bring it, God will stop them. It will happen. We are under the covering of Jesus Christ. Yes. Say it with your mouth. Say, I, Francis, I am under the covering of Jesus Christ. No domestic force in the kingdom, outside the kingdom, in my biological family, shall waste my destiny. Say, I shall not be wasted. Yeah. I shall not be wasted. Oh my God, you are stepmother about you. Change your frequency. You know, when your faith changes, your power increases. Are you here with me at all? Your dominion also increases. You just leave that terrain of limitation. Because you shall know the truth. And the truth shall what? Set you free. Just activate this guy, the boldness to come back to the Father. Activated everything the Father could do. Everything the Father could offer was activated by he returning to the covering of the Father. The Father said, oh, I can do more cry for you. More cry. All these ones that you are eating with swines. Struggling this way. No. Under my, because no swine there here. There is no hunger. In fact, before the guy came back, things were on ground. Oh. Yeah, marriage, this one you are struggling, you are trying to seduce one boy from the corner. God has already chosen a partner for you. Having a crush on one boy like that, God has chosen a better one for you. Please tell somebody, God chose a better one for you. Stop all this maneuvering. Stop all this maneuverings. Follow God. Follow God. Tell God, put your favor on me. Put your glory on me. Cause your glory to shine upon me. Connect me. Bring me to my people. And bring my people to me. Are you here with me at all? Domestic forces. And some of you are really afraid of domestic forces. Not when you are under the covering of Jehovah. Nothing is going to happen to you. That amen didn't come out at all. Sometimes you are pregnant. When you are pregnant, you do like somebody who wrote BEC. You'll be dreaming 9 chains. You're dreaming that you failed and you didn't even get a vocational school to attend. When you are pregnant like that, you'll be dreaming that your baby died. You'll be dreaming that you went to labor and you died. Do you understand? You'll be dreaming, you're dreaming left, right, center, left, right. Nothing will happen. Why? Because the Father is mediating. He's mediating. It's the reason why no harm will come to you. You are His responsibility. That's why He's your covering. Say, the Lord is my covering. He's my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Please, green pastures have snakes. Yes, but the Lord will make you lie down there safely and will command all snakes that this one is not biteable. Don't bite this one. Are you here with me at all? Yes. I like this old song. He said, Washa me bose orinja me orinja mi da semina mo jemwa oni minena mina mo sumwa mezaya oka mi wo washa it's a powerful thing to know that you are under the covering of the Lord. Your insurance is from Him. Your protection is from Him. When you are traveling, don't be afraid. If He doesn't want you to go, He will speak to you. Don't go, and you will not go, and nothing will happen. There is no risk walking with God. He told Abraham, go. There is a land I'm leading you to go and conquer. He said, where is the land? He said, don't worry. If you are traveling with me, don't think. I do all the thinking and plant you. They say, when you get there, you will see the land and the city that I built for you. Just go. You know, but we are a generation that will be traveling with the Lord. And as we are with Him, we have lost our faith. We are still trying to manage things around the Lord. Please don't manage the Lord. Allow the Lord to manage you. Tell somebody, don't manage the Lord. Allow God to manage you. Come on now. Say, when you are disappointed, God is still managing you. When your heart is broken, God is still managing you. Come on now. I can't hear you at all. Tell somebody, stop crying. Don't weep. Don't stop weeping. There are blessings and benefits serving under the covering of Jehovah.
Oh.
somebody will be asking, so where is the place of the pastor? In redemption, the pastor has no place. Christ is the only one who has place. Pastor, don't look for your place. Are you not a sheep? You are a head, you are a class prefect or a head boy. You are not a headmaster. You are a sheep. The members are sheep too. God has put you on. We are all under the covering of God. Told Paul in the shipwreck, he appeared to Paul. He said, I have decided to protect you, that you will go to where you are going and tell the people that are under you that because I'm protecting you, I'm protecting them, that there shall be no loss of life. Paul couldn't protect them all. It's God protecting Paul. And that protection is covering the people who are under that protection in that same ship. Does that mean your pastor is irrelevant? No. It is God's principle to give you a shepherd. And you stay under that shepherd. Stay in the house. Stay with your pastor. Recently, I was telling one person who has been fellowshipping here, I know the pastor, that after your time here, you have to go back to your pastor. I see that the person is developing appetite in this keeper's house. I say you have to call your pastor and go back. You know, some years ago, there's one key person who joined our music ministry from last quarter of the year to end of first quarter of the new year. So he was here for like 6 months. After 6 months, and he would have been very important for our music ministry. I called him and said, and big corporate guy. I called him and I said, I've called your pastor that two of you should have meat. Because when I prayed, I realized that this is not where God has called him to, even though he is technically very valuable for this house. I said, and he went back. They fought, the two of them fought. They reconciled. And he went about doing his work. Now their church, their music is doing great. Because God also puts people and the pastors he chooses for them. Don't take yourself under that umbrella. But me, that eat kink. When you say, Papa, know that it's God helping me to help you. Hello? The Bible says that. Unto him shall the gathering of the saints be. You know, when John the Baptist saw Jesus, he pointed all the people to Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the. You see me as a great prophet, but let me tell you, this is the real deal. Jesus is the real deal. Praise the Lord. Charlie, when you are in a car and God forbid an accident is happening, say, where is Pastor Francis? Me. Me, Pastor, me. Now, you have to shout what? Jesus. Shout, Pastor Francis. Shout, Jesus. You know, shout, Jesus. In Calabar, they used to shout, Olumbo, Olumbo, Obu. And the main man died. The son came. That one, Ingo died. It's only Jesus who never died. Are you here with me at all? Come on, are you sure you are here? Yeah, everything shall pass away. Only the power of God. That's why I like the song saying, only Yeshua will reign forever till his kingdom there'll be. May the covering of the Lord be activated in your life till his kingdom be known. Sing it, only Yeshua, one more time. Only Yeshua will reign forever till his kingdom there'll be no end. Only Yeshua. Only Yeshua Tell somebody, God is already making an arrangement behind the scenes against all the domestic forces to give you that pregnancy you have been waiting for, that child, that marriage, that job, that visa, that contention. God is already working behind the scenes and is solving all the problems behind the scenes. Tell somebody, give God time and you will see that the covering works. Clap your hands, shout it works. Hey, if you lost your marriage with four children, it's not a problem for God. If he says you will marry and have love again, you marry and have love. You hear with me? They say your womb is not correct. God doesn't need correct womb to give you a child. They say your tubes are not working. You are PCOS, PMMC, whatever, whether it's precious mineral, polycystic, it doesn't matter. When the divine covering is activated and when the father is ready, you know that children are gifts. They are gifts from God. Just keep your heart as you are doing that medical whatever. Just keep your faith in the Lord, knowing that he makes all things beautiful. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on now, praise the Lord. You know, some years ago, a pastor came from America to try to marry LP Flora. And they went out for a date. I asked her, what do you think? Pastor is my friend though. I asked her, what do you think? They went for a date. And LP Flora said, no, I like you. You're a powerful man, anointed man. That pastor too loves music. He's a citizen of America, he's a Ghanaian. He said, no, but I believe that God has called me to the keeper's house. And I have to serve under my pastor. It took more than 5 years for her to marry. I heard people saying that Obi by so be worrying and missing me penny. Now me na me call date no. What casa to do? What casa to do? And when she made a decision based on conviction that this is where God has called me, I will stay here. You would think, say, maybe God will compensate her in maybe 6 months now. I will bring a man. For where? 5 years were counting. She had to wait. And I'm here mistaken. And I'm in my dream. And then, wow. That's how God aligned her. Are you here with me at all? Man, pray. In Konya meaning. Just wait for the Lord. Do what? Wait for the Lord. Sometimes it may break your heart. Where is my Jesus screamed, my father. Oh yeah, I know arranging into your hands. It is okay that sometimes you feel like let this car pass me by. You feel like you want to die. You actually feeling like you want to die. But sister, brother, I'm telling you that you are not going to die. You will not die. Yakubu, manage. Yeah, you will feel like you want to die, but you are not going to die. Jesus was feeling in the Garden of Gethsemane that, Charlie, this thing I cannot bear it. Say, Father, if it is possible, let this car pass me by. This NGBC, Emmanuel. You will feel it like you will not be able to go to the cross. But I'm telling you, you'll be able to go to the cross. Iman, manage. Then you know, told the Lord, he said, Father, but not my will. I'm so submitted to you. Thy will be done. On the cross now. On the cross now. So I'm so submitted to your will. Unto you now. meninji wohuna sab tibie na onto you na so medema wona sha wonsa medema wari na sha wonsa. I commit unto you my soul. Are you here with me at all? We are not committing our soul to any devil. No, God forbid. Say God forbid. Unto you now.
What a blessing. Today is, you know, a blessing that LP is married and God has helped her. Praise the Lord. With a fine man with beard. Brother, you are a celebrity. Can you rise? We need to close. We are coming for a pre-concert. We need to close. And you will get everything that God has in store for you. Shout a louder amen. Say, domestic powers will not have dominion over me. I love you, sir. I love you, sir. I love you, sir. Tell somebody, I love you, sir. And God loves you, sir. Oh, thank you, Father. The sound of gladness shall never depart from your tent. Lift your hands right now and pray. 5 minutes we are praying. Father, I activate your covering over my life. The divine covering over my life is activated for my celebration, for my protection against domestic forces. Open your mouth and pray right now. Mako shaka pata la ba 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 ba. Iko la ba ba sota la ba 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 ba. Ike le be 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 shaka le be be. Rekote le be 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 be. Isoka la ba ba sakwa la ba da ba. Atele be le be le kepete le be. Ishakwa la ba da ba da ba da ba da. Atala ba da ga da ba da ga da ba da ba da. Asele be da ga le ba da ga da ba da. Ashaka la ba da ba da. Eko la ba da ba da ba da. I activate your divine covering over my life, Lord, for my preservation, for my celebration against domestic forces. Shaka pata la baka pata. Iko la ba la ka pata la ba. Ashaka la ba da ba da ba. Eshola ka pata kete. Ishaka la ba la ka pata. Eshola ba la ka pata la ba da ba da ba. Ashaka la ba da ba da ba. Ishaka la ba.
Batalla, a peria, a 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 batalla, a peria,
celebrations in your
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
This year you will see celebrations in your life.
Amen.
The Lord will cause celebrations never to be scarce in your dwelling
Amen.
Place. Gladness will not depart from your dwelling place.
Amen.
Your habitation shall be a habitation of celebration.
Amen.
I pray that the Lord will cause you to see celebrations, testimonies upon testimonies, because the Lord is your covering.
Amen.
You will fly on the eagle's wings.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Domestic forces will not have their power against you.
Oh yes, Lord.
Domestic conversations, accusations, backroom politics,
yes.
They shall never have dominion over you.
Amen.
Whatever is due you that the Father has set the servant to prepare for you, it shall not be stopped, it shall not be shortchanged.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
We engage the power of the Father.
Yes, Lord.
To intervene in any negativity
Amen.
Going on outside the door.
Oh, yes,
in
yes.
the name of Jesus. Michael. Shakalabadabadakadaba. In the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen.
I pray for the power of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yes.
I pray that no power that is speaking against you shall prevail over you.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what your siblings suffered,
oh,
what
yes.
your ancestors suffered,
yes,
your case shall be different.
Amen.
You will have your children.
Amen.
You will not be part of those they call barren in your family.
Amen.
Those they said they will never marry, you shall not be one of them.
Amen.
Whatever is a desire in your heart,
oh, yes,
sponsored
yes, yes.
by the Holy Ghost,
my God, my
by
God.
The activated covering of Jehovah, may you receive the result in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Go tell the righteous,
oh, yes, yes, yes.
It shall be well,
it shall be well
with you. I declare upon you that at the word of the priest, every strife shall end.
Amen.
I declare upon you that in your family, it shall be well with you.
Amen.
That in your career, it shall be well with you.
Amen.
That in your ministry, it shall be well with you.
Amen.
Anything that you have been crying about,
yes, yes, yes.
wailing about, sorrowing about, weeping about, it shall turn to your favor.
Amen.
It shall be well with you.
Amen.
Shame will not overwhelm you.
Amen.
Disaster will not overtake you.
Amen.
It shall be well. And I pray for you.
Oh, yes.
Any voices behind the scenes that have cursed you in times past,
my Lord,
and they are still cursing you, may the presence of the Father silence all of them.
Amen.
That amen is not coming out
amen.
At all. Father went out and told the elderly brother, shut up. All the servant talking, shut up, shut up. Today we declare, may every voice of curse shut up.
Amen.
Every principality talking, shut up.
Shut up.
All that have been hired to talk, shut up.
Shut up.
All that have been speaking about your fruitfulness, about your favor,
oh, yes.
about your promotion,
Jesus.
We declare all of them in the name of Jesus, shut up.
Shut up.
What is on the table of the Father is what will come to you.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.